Lesson 1. Rome's Decline and Division. Categorize. As you read, categorize information about the Roman Empire's decline and its legacy. Big idea. The Roman Empire lost its political power, but its legacy influenced later civilizations. Vocabulary. Loyalty. Portico. Fast fact. During the Roman Empire's decline, Romans took apart grand buildings, such as amphitheaters, for their stones. They used these stones to build walls to defend their cities from attack. By the middle of the 2nd century AD, the Roman Empire began to face many problems. Several emperors, including Constantine, tried to keep the empire strong. However, their efforts could not prevent the empire's decline or downfall. Trouble in the Roman Empire. The Pax Romana, a time of peace for the Romans, ended with Marcus Aurelius's reign as emperor, which lasted from AD 161 to AD 180. Some troubles began during his rule, such as a rebellion in AD 167 that led to a war. At the same time, Aurelius had to defend the empire against invasions along its borders. Parthians from Asia invaded from the east. Germanic tribes invaded from the north. Disorder within the empire grew under the harsh rule of Emperor Commodus, the son of Marcus Aurelius. Upon the death of Commodus in AD 192, the empire became even less stable. Roman leaders fought one another in civil wars, with the winners seizing the throne. Most of them ruled only a short time before being overthrown themselves. From AD 235 to AD 284, more than 25 leaders served as emperor. These emperors ruled during uneasy times. Roman citizens were losing respect for the Roman government. Even the soldiers who had fought hard to keep the Roman Empire together felt little loyalty or devotion toward it. Instead, they were loyal to their generals, who often fought each other. The political conflicts within the Roman Empire caused its economy to suffer. Trade decreased and Roman money lost value. Prices rose, bringing hardships to the Roman people. Many people could not even buy enough food. To make matters worse, a deadly disease called the plague spread through the empire from AD 250 to AD 265. At one point, more than 5,000 Romans were dying from it each day. By the end of the AD 200s, the empire was in a serious decline. The historian Dio Cassius, who lived during this time, contrasted life in his day with life during the early days of the empire. "Our history," he wrote, "now plunges from a kingdom of gold to one of iron and rust." Review. What kinds of problems caused the Roman Empire to decline? The Roman Empire splits in two. As the AD 200s came to an end, better times briefly returned to the Roman Empire. In AD 284, a Roman general named Diocletian was named emperor by his troops. Diocletian thought that the Roman Empire had become too large for any single ruler to govern. To bring order to the empire, Diocletian divided the leadership of the empire. He put his trusted friend, Maximian, in charge of the western part, while he himself ruled the eastern part. Diocletian's reform stopped the empire's decline for a time. It also led the way for other strong leaders to govern parts of the empire. One of these was Constantine. He not only helped make Christianity an accepted religion in the Roman Empire, but he also helped the empire survive. Constantine focused his attention on the eastern part of the empire. In AD 330, he moved the empire's capital from Rome all the way to the eastern city of Byzantium. Nearly surrounded by water, Byzantium was well located for trade and easy to defend. Renamed Constantinople in Constantine's honor, the city replaced Rome as the most important city of the empire. In AD 395, the Roman Empire officially split into two parts. In the years that followed, the eastern part would see the growth of cities and trade. The western part would see further decline, change, and a time of invasions. Review. Why did Diocletian divide the leadership of the Roman Empire? The city of Constantinople. The city of Byzantium was not Constantine's first choice for his new capital. He had also considered the port cities of nearby Chalcedon and Ilium, formerly Troy. In fact, new capital gates had already been built in Ilium. However, on a visit to Byzantium across the waters from Chalcedon, Constantine changed his mind. He realized that Byzantium's location was ideal as the center of an empire. Like Rome, Byzantium was built on seven hills. The seven hills lie on a peninsula that reaches into the Bosporus Strait. Important trade routes between Europe and Asia passed through these waters. Byzantium was a small Greek city when Constantine decided to make it his new capital. To make sure the city honored its role as the new capital, Constantine began many grand construction projects there. In just a few years, Constantine completely changed the city. New boundaries for the city made Constantinople three times larger than Byzantium had been. The new city had a university, two theaters, 52 covered walkways or porticos, 8 public baths, 8 aqueducts, and 153 private baths. It also had 4 law courts, 14 churches, 14 palaces, and thousands of homes with beautiful architecture. Art treasures filled the buildings of Constantinople. Hundreds of statues stood in the city's streets and parks. Constantine's projects made Constantinople a city of beauty and wealth. It became one of the world's most important capitals. Because of this, the city was often called the New Rome. Constantinople's greatness lived on for centuries. Today the city is known as Istanbul, Turkey. Review. How was the geography of Rome and Byzantium alike? Rome's legacy. Rome lost much of its power and glory when the capital moved to Byzantium, yet it left a legacy that still lasts today. Roman culture and Roman ideas survived in Constantinople. Later, they regained importance in the lands of the former Western Roman Empire. Over time, they influenced civilizations around the world. During their rule, the Romans introduced new ideas in government, law, city planning, and building. They also borrowed ideas from other ancient cultures, adapting or improving them. Through the Romans, much of Greek culture survived. The Romans are probably best remembered for their contributions to government and law. The Republic they created in ancient Rome was a completely new form of government. The Romans understood the need to limit the power of government. Today, republics are found all over the world. The United States government has been a republic ever since it began, more than 200 years ago. The Romans developed many kinds of laws that applied to all Roman citizens. Later, they made laws that applied to Romans as well as to others who lived within the empire. The Romans even created laws to provide justice to the people they conquered. Countries around the world now have law systems based on the ideas of Roman law, such as the rights of citizens. Roman city planners greatly improved city life. They created a level of city cleanliness not seen before that time. Their plumbing and waste removal systems helped keep the city clean and Roman citizens healthy. Aqueducts carried water as far as 57 miles, 92 kilometers, to Rome. Roman ideas for city planning are still used around the world. While the Romans imitated the architecture of other cultures, they also left their own legacies in building design. One Roman innovation was the basilica. The Roman basilica was a huge open room, ideal for large groups of people. For the past 1,600 years, Many Christian churches have used this design for their places of worship. Another Roman invention was the hollow dome. Before the Romans, domes were solid. The Romans used their knowledge of building arches to figure out a way to build hollow domes. Latin, the language of the Romans, is another of Rome's legacies. Latin has influenced English as well as other modern languages. Many English words, such as territory, corporation, scientific, and senate, have roots that come from Latin. Review. What Roman design have many Christian churches used? Science and technology. Cofferdams. A cofferdam is a watertight structure used for building in water. Roman engineers invented cofferdams to build bridge foundations. First, they built a room-like structure in the water, with walls reaching from the bottom to above the surface. Next, they pumped the water out of the structure. Then, workers would carry out construction on the dry bottom. Once the workers had completed their task, they let the cofferdam fill up with water again. Afterward, they removed the walls. Today, this method is used to build bridge foundations, piers, and dams. In addition, archaeologists sometimes use cofferdams to recover sunken ships. Lesson 1. Review. Categorize. The Romans left lasting legacies in government, law, city planning, building, and language. Make a chart listing their innovations in each category. 1. Big idea. In what ways did Rome's legacy influence later civilizations? 2. Vocabulary. Write a sentence that includes the word loyalty. 3. Timeline. In what year did Constantine move the Roman Empire's capital? 4. Geography. By what name is Constantinople known today? 5. Critical thinking. Evaluate. Which Roman legacy do you think is the most important today? Explain your answer. Performance. Write a newspaper article. Imagine that you are a news reporter in Rome in the AD 300s. Write a newspaper article announcing the move of the Roman Empire's capital from Rome to Byzantium.